Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you love. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gon' run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert. I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you love. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gon' run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. Now leave me alone, cause I don't mess with people. Or you gon' need a bulletproof vest to keep you safe from my pride. I'll send you straight up to God. They say I'm crazy, well you better pray that I'm not. Make them disappear like Bermuda. Put the cap to the end like a jeweler. They don't want the conflict. And I swear they like to call me Lil' Kanye. Lil' Kanye. But that ain't no insult to me. Niggas better back in my runway. Go. Take them back to my young day. Since grade walking around with that chip on my shoulder. Every time they see me they duck, duck, goose. They know I'ma empty that clip when I roll up no flute. Mike Brown, they be yelling, don't shoot. But they literally killing me. Especially when they tell me that I'm almost perfect. All I gotta work on is a little humility. What?
Please
be a humble for the birds and the bees.
No bugs.
In my chamber of secrets is loaded. And this gun I'm on the verge to release. I'm screaming, who wants war, nigga? They don't want that war. I'm screaming, who wants war, nigga? I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you love. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gon' run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert. I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you love. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gon' run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. You're joining us here tonight at Divine Mothers Radio. This is your host, Divine, and my co-host is on the line. Co-host, you want to introduce yourself? Well, I ain't got it tonight.
What up, what up, what up? This is Copper Locks coming at you.
How you doing tonight, Copper Locks?
I'm all righty.
All right, that's what's up. How's the weather up top?
It's been raining all evening. It's been raining.
Okay. Wow, you lucky. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me? You got me on speaker? That might not help.
Yeah, I had to have you on speaker because my phone is about to die.
Oh, hell to the no. Okay, that's what's up. Well, I titled the show tonight, sometimes like things are just the way that they are. Sometimes life is just the way that it is. I wanted to know if you had anything to put in on it. I know it's kind of late. We all late running around doing what we have to do, you know, in this busy life of ours. But you have anything to say about that particular topic, that sometimes things are just the way that they are?
Yeah, well, that things are just the way that they are.
Yeah, sometimes things are just the way that they are.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what you want to add to it?
Yeah, things are just the way, you know, you can't, well, only thing you can do is change it. If you don't like how it is, just change it. And sometimes,
Interesting. I got an example of sometimes things are just the way that they are. You know, sometimes you are who you are, and you run into people that are just who they are. And it doesn't matter how much talking you do to them, they still ignorant as hell any damn way. So sometimes things are just the way they are. All genies can't fly. I don't give a damn. All genies can't fly. All genies don't have magic carpets. Ain't none of that shit how it always is. If you remember me saying earlier today, I had to tell you a story. I wanted to keep the AM show positive. You know what I mean? And just get into what I was saying. We were dealing with the heart chakra and the rose quartz and healing of the heart on the 11 o'clock show. If anybody didn't catch it, you can go back and look at it or listen to it if you're interested in hearing about, you know, healing of the heart and areas of the heart. But, you know, what sparked my topic today, this AM, was how people are quick to speak about love. But the truth of the matter is a lot of the things that they're doing to you has nothing to do with love at all. They're using situations in the name of love to have control over you. You know, I like to talk about, you know what I'm saying, my personal situation. I like to use my life as an example, whereas I met someone who is supposed to be spiritually enhanced, but I don't think they were able to handle the fact that I have that capability as well. And when they found out that they didn't come to teach me, but I actually came to teach them, they had a problem with it. You know, the dude told me that I talk too much. And I could have peeled this nigga's skin off. Like, you are in the house of God, dude. You walked around here to me, and you tell me I talk too much, but you're not saying shit. That's what I kept saying to him. What are you saying? You're not saying shit. You can't tell me nothing. You ain't saying shit. You know, it was the same repeat of the last time when I was speaking that truth and he tried to get out the car real quick and couldn't find the damn handle. Truth be eating their asses up, but sometimes things are just the way that they are. That's what I wanted to say. You said something? You want to say something?
I said, yeah, and you're right. You know, some people just can't. You just can't break through. You got to lead way
right. in. You're right about it. I see I have a couple callers on the line. I'm going to call out your area code in the first three. If you want in, when I open your mic, you can tell me what your name is, where you're calling from, and if you have anything you want to add or talk about tonight on this show as we're still working out, figuring out what our audience is interested in. I'm going to open you up your mic, 513-846. I'm opening your mic. Your mic is open. Are you there, caller? 513-846. Did you want to say something?
Hello? Yeah, I was just listening. Hello?
You just listening?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to unmute your mic. If you want to get back on, I'll check back with you in a minute.
All right, thank you.
All right. I got another caller on the line, 678-857. I'm opening up your mic if you want to say something.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Oh, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Okay, caller, tell us your name and where you calling from.
Oh, no, it's just good old Phase One, FAISEONE, calling from across the room.
Oh, you don't blow my cover, dude. How you going to say across the room? Faze, it's your music that we've been listening to. You young, inspirational vitamin you.
That's
an inspiration. Did you have something you wanted to add to the topic tonight? You know, sometimes things are just the way that they are.
I would say that could be true as true as you allow it to be. I mean, it's a very submissive topic, and some people would really do well to accept that as a rule. Me personally, I would say that being outside of the matrix, that those things that are just the way that they are the way that they are for people who are inside of the matrix. You cannot do that much about it. I will actually say that things are just the way that they are until you, like Ms. Shawana said, or Kapalot said, until you change it. Until you decide that you want to change, until you decide that you are in control of everything, you know, you can literally bring those things that are the way they are to an end and flip the whole script, which is what I've been practicing. And so That's what I would say to it. It's as real as you allow it to be. It's as true as you allow it to be.
Wow. And how old are you?
Well, I'm 16, working on, you know, 76 trillion.
Amazing. You definitely don't sound like your average 16-year-old. That's for sure.
I do receive that a lot. You know, I mean, one thing I would say to, you know, the people who would say, you know, way far advanced than what you're supposed to be. I would say, from where I come from, it's normal. You know, it's normal to be advanced. It's normal to have your head on tight. You know what I'm saying? It's normal for you to have the mindset of everything is how you want it to be, and it's going to work out for you no matter what happens. So, I mean, that just comes with the territory of being the advanced race that I am. I mean, it's some that are coming after me, though, that are far more advanced. Is what people have to realize. I mean, you know what I'm saying? These people that are saying, yo, you too advanced, man. You, I don't know where you came from. You got to catch up because you're going to get left behind. And the ones that are going to leave you behind are the youth. And I guess we could just say that is how it is going to be.
Wow. Coppolox, do you hear this young guy? And this is the youth. And you know that we go places and we hear people talk all the time. And they always have something negative to say about the youth, as if these young people are not aware of what's going on the planet. They act like these young people don't have a voice of their own. You know, I think it's interesting, but say it again.
Okay, they're more aware than most people, you know. They know what's going on. They are, you know, they are what is developing. What they trying to get this world to envelop to, you know, they're trying to get this world to be the world of tomorrow. So these are the children of tomorrow.
Right.
Amazing. But it's just, I say to these grown folks all the time, as I hear them talk about how the children dress and how they're disrespectful. And, you know, I look at a lot of the people, I know a lot of these people, and I'm like, yo, come on, y'all were a lot worse than that. We just didn't have the Instagram and the Facebook stupidity. But we did some real wicked shit. Like, for real, we did. And we didn't get caught. So now that they get caught, because we haven't taught them, because we want to act like we all goody two shoes and we holier than now and shit since we done got older. We're not teaching them, so now we just letting them fall on their own. And I don't think that is fair. I don't think that's cool when they got their head on tight, man.
Yeah, especially ones that, you know, is aware of what's going on. You know, it's a lot of these children right now, they tired of it. They
wondering
why.
Right.
One thing I like to say is they don't. When I say they don't want me to leave, what I mean is they don't want the youth to leave, because a lot of the youth they see things the same way, and once you surpass a certain age, you surpass a certain age of corruption, and that corruption allows you not to be able to reverse the mindset of being defeated. You know what I'm saying? My generation doesn't have the mindset of defeat. And that's why we rebel. We rebel against the smallest things, if you pay attention, you know what I'm saying? Even down to the sagging of the pants. It doesn't matter how many times you tell somebody where it came from, they're going to continue to do it because you haven't given them enough reason, you know what I'm saying, not to do something. That's just one example. We've surpassed that whole age of corruption thing that says we're defeated. So that's when I say y'all don't want us to leave. They're afraid of what will happen, because who's actually going to be those soldiers who are actually going to step out? And the last thing you want is the youth to lead you, and you out there fighting up under our command, under our orders. You know, so I ran into somebody who was talking about burning the American flag, and he said that the older ones need to be the thinkers, and the younger ones need to go out and fight. And what I told him was, you should let us do both. Because we're the ones with the thoughts that are going to make things happen instantly. We're the ones who still have that youthful exuberance that is needed out here in this war field. We don't need someone to think about material things and materialize and actually put their self first, and then all of a sudden the plan is jeopardized, thinking about money, thinking about losing their life. It's bigger than you. You know, so we need people, and as young people, we're used to things being bigger than us. We just came from an age and we're walking around, crawling around. Things have always been bigger than us. We see that. We don't need someone that's the big bad wolf and it's time to go out there and fight. You're not ready. You know what I'm saying? Even a big bad wolf, you can be defeated. We need someone to get out of that mindset. So this is the youth, and we're ready to lead. I'm ready to lead. The thing is, they don't want us to lead, but it doesn't matter what you want right now. This is going to happen. You know, that's why I chose to get into the music, because I was 5 years old when I realized a preacher could stand on the corner and talk all day. People are going to walk past him. But if he was decided to set up a stereo and a microphone and actually got to rap his message, they would stop and crowd around him and listen to what he has to say. There's a lot of things that need to be said, and music is what I'm using because I'm fighting fire with fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm basically doing the whole get in and defeat it from the inside out situation. That's just one part of it.
Right. Amazing. And I, you know, I would agree with you in this, in so far as being a youth, you're out there. You are able to see how things are moving. You can see who's who, you know, because you're in the midst of it. A lot of the parents are stuck at home. They stuck in these dead-end jobs. They got to go to work. They got to come home. They got to cook. They got to wash clothes. They don't know what's happening outside in the neighborhood because they're not out there like y'all are. And that's important. You know, when I was young and I was out there because I was out there making money, that was my thing. I like to make money. So I watched people while I was out, and adults don't know. They don't know now just like they didn't know then. And I'm an adult that was once a child, and I was out there, and I was able to see how it moved. And you're right. It takes the youth to make certain moves because these older people are not going to even see it. They want the world to be how they want it to be. They can't foresee the direction that it's going in. And being that information is coming from the youth now that supersedes what they have a problem with that. But the sad part is that this is what we were all taught about, that there was going to come a time that the children that were going to come here continuously going to be wiser and wiser. But we're supposed to have the way set up so that you'll know what you out here fighting about, that you'll know what you out here supposed to be doing, and we don't have that together yet.
All right.
I say the closest we got was with Dr. York, you know, and his whole thing was self, knowing about self, knowledge of self, understanding self, helping self, loving self, caring for self. We've been taught to care and love and understand everything except ourselves. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that when you have in that conversation with that 2-year-old or that 3-year-old or that 4-year-old, you begin to learn more and more about self. You know, the thing, how you said the adults, you know, they're not actually thinking about how they actually were children. But when you actually get to looking at the children and what they're doing today, you see yourself. And it's in the youth. The answer is in the youth. It's always been in the youth. It's always been about the children. Because without them, you have no future. All you have is a bunch of adults who are due to aspire. You know what I'm saying? You get older, and you get bitter, and you're due to aspire. The youth is what's needed. And they don't step aside and let us lead. They might as well throw in the towel now. You're going to have to make room. You're going to have to step aside and say, this is bigger than us. You have the youth who's ready, and this is being ignored. You know what I'm saying? You got too many other things on your mind. The question that the little girl asked is saying, why do people kill each other? You need to entertain that question. You know what I'm saying? Why can't I fly? You need to entertain that question. You're too busy telling her that it is, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to be there, if you're going to be there, you can't fly. You got to entertain these questions that these children are coming with, the youth are coming with, because these questions that aren't being answered are going to be the answer to your success, going to be the answer to your so-called freedom, to your release, because you're bound in your own chains. These are your chains. You make it. The moment where you decided to make it anything other than about the children, you made those chains. You know what I'm saying? And the adults of now, they were children at one point. But obviously, our ancestors didn't get it right. It's up to us. We can't keep repeating the cycle. A generation is a cycle. We're not going anywhere. We're just recycling over and over again. It's going to take someone to realize, man, it's about the children. In order for it to work, it's not. We're just going to keep repeating. And we're going to keep getting lower and lower and lower on the pyramid. Before we know it, we're going to be answering the animals. A Nubian race, a race of actually ether of gods answering to animals. We're below the dog now. Man, the dog became man's best friend. The dogs have more rights than we do. You cannot attack a dog. They actually have that in court. Has more rights than we do. How do we become lower than a dog. So that goes off of instinct, doesn't respond, they react. These are not gods, these are animals that we're answering to. We're answering to six evil, we're answering to fur head. This is who we're answering to. How did this happen? Because you didn't listen to that child and said, why do we have to do that? You told them we have to because they said so. You're going to have to listen. If you're not ready to listen, you got to be ready to throw in the towel. You got to be ready to lose. And that's just how it is.
Wow. And I agree with you when you spoke about one key word stuck out with me, which is adults being bitter. Because I run into a lot of bitter adults, you know, and I roll with the youth, and that's no lie. I laugh and I joke and I talk with y'all, because y'all straight. Some of these adults, I don't know what has happened, but I do bear witness to the fact that some adults have really dropped the ball. They don't. They sit around, they complain all day. When they don't incorporate even teaching the youth the way that they're supposed to be taught, they are isolating the youth, allowing them to live their own life their own way, instead of showing them, you know, the path that even they walked when they were that age. So I agree that there needs to be an incorporation of energies and duties at this point. It can't be done separately. And we as adults have to remember, you know, what it was like to be one of the youth. We have to remember, because we wasn't going forward either. And I was a youth that wasn't going forward. And guess what? I'm an adult that still isn't going forward. So that's why I know what y'all are feeling. And I'm a adult that deals with truth. So I'm not going to sit here and kick it like we are all saints. As a matter of fact, I have no problem pointing out those who fake it. You know, they'll tell you they're a saint, and then they go right around the corner and do some wicked stuff.
I never met a saint, and I don't think one ever existed, because what happens is you tune into your nature whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their sin, and the sin is just something that goes against what you're used to, goes against your nature, goes against what you think you should be doing. I never met a saint. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in defeat, heaven, hell. I believe in you being, and which goes hand in hand with the topic of the show. And some things just are. You are who you are. You're going to be who you are, and that's inevitable. And when I say this to someone, they say, I don't believe that, because you're going to grow, you're going to keep going. The reason why I say you are who you are is because I trained myself to think in a circle and not just in a straight line. If you're thinking in a straight line, you're thinking of just tomorrow and then the day after that and the day after that, and you're thinking about past and then you're thinking about now. I'm talking about everything as in one, as in this is future, this is past, this is now. You are who you are. That's the circle way of thinking, if you can understand what I'm saying. You only lose when you start playing into that line and saying, I'm going to go forward or I'm going to keep looking backwards, and not realizing that you are. You can't be beside yourself. You know what I'm saying? You lose when you start allowing material things to keep one of those chains. That's when you lose. If you're trying to figure out when we're losing, we're losing now. You know what I'm saying? The money, you're not ready to let that go. The materials, you're not ready to let that go. The music, you're not ready to let that go. The sex, you're not ready to let that go. You're not. And that's why you will lose. And if you're not going to listen to someone who's going to tell you you're losing, then you'll never know you're losing. You basically submit to your own fault.
So in regards, though, to it being that things are just the way that they are, even though with it being that way, I refuse as a parent to just accept things as the way that they are. Someone has to decide to make a step and get something done. You know, someone has to do it. And the youth needs the support. I want to take a chance to open up my mics. I noticed that I have a couple other callers. I'm going to call out the area code first three. Let me know if you want to add to the topic or if you have anything else that you want to say. 770-873. I'm
going to
open up your mic, I think.
Yo.
Okay, caller. What's your name, caller? Where you calling from? I'm sorry. I'm having problems tonight. I ain't drinking it. Hold on.
What's
your name, caller? Where you calling from?
Corday.
Corday. What's up, boy?
Calling man out of Michigan.
Okay. So what you
want to
add?
Doing?
I know you got something to add.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot to add.
Okay, we might have to do this another 30-minute show. If so, y'all, redo the show, and y'all can hang up and call back in, and we'll do it for another half hour. What you want to add to what we're saying?
I don't know. What was the topic about?
The topic is about sometimes things are just the way that they are, and we're talking about the youth and how the youth are really not having the support of the parents and whether or not the youth should be allowed to leave. You know what I'm saying? Or whether the grown people should still leave.
I think if the youth have more support from the parents and more people looking at the youth instead of worrying about everything else, I think the youth, it'll shock everybody.
How so? What do you mean?
Because most people are sleeping on the youth right now. I think they're just worried about themselves. But if everybody pays more attention to the youth, then they'll start to see more things. Because I believe the youth, because I'm still youth. I don't care. I'm 19. I'm still youth. And I know if a person put enough time into me, I know I got the skills. I can do hair real good. If I got the right connection to doing hair, I know I'd be up there because I'm doing styles that I ain't never thought I could do just by doing them and just putting my hands in your hair and just doing it.
Right.
So, like Omari, if he get around the right connects, I know he'd be millionaire. He taking everybody up.
Right.
Just some certain voices.
Amazing. What
heard,
about
I'm
in
say,
so
they need
far
to pay attention
as
to the youth.
What about in so far as what's happening on the planet, as far as the condition of the world?
Like right now, like I'm up here in Flint, it's like don't nobody know nothing. It's like don't nobody know nothing. Everybody materialistic. It's like everybody still believing in, you know what I'm saying, man-made religions. Just everybody they sleep up here. And I noticed that, like, there's a lot of people up here asleep right now. Like, I asked them if they even know who Malachi Z. York was. They said, who's that? Like, they is way off. They don't know who that is. But I say, you know about the new Jordans? Oh, yeah, 11. Which ones? 11, the one they made in 2005, 2006? They know the history.
Wow.
They don't know the history. They don't know the real history.
Right, because if they knew the real history, they wouldn't even buy them shoes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If they knew that he was taking that money and building prisons for everybody, they wouldn't put so much money into this institution that he's hoping is going to house them.
Building more. He building more.
This is what the mothers and fathers are supposed to be teaching the children.
And they helping build more liquor stores on every block. I realized that. Like, you going to, like, down here, they got little suburbs and stuff. You don't see no liquor stores on the suburb, but as soon as you come to the hood, you see liquor store everywhere. Go around the corner, it's a liquor store. Go around the other corner, you see another liquor store. They just want us to kill ourselves because they think we can't put our heads together and come up like they doing. They putting their heads together,
figuring
out.
We don't know what we're fighting for. We don't know. Nobody knows what they're fighting for anymore. All we know is we need to fight. All we see is somebody need to get out there and do something. But you don't know what you're fighting for. You know what I'm saying? You had this whole situation in Baltimore, and it was black on white, you know what I'm saying, or white on black crime, and then all of a sudden, you know, so everybody's upset. But you done had black on black crimes with gangs and stuff. Nobody's lying over that. You don't know what you're
fighting for. Wait. I'm sorry. It was your mic. Go back. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm still new, y'all. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm messing up the switchboard. It's not there. I'm fucking it up, too. My bad. Oh, this chick just said we got 60 seconds. Man, this is some... You know what? I'm going to have to buy time. But look, if y'all want to continue on the show, I can end this one and start another one for another half hour. How you feel about it?
Ain't nothing to be
said.
What about you, co-host?
I say it's okay with me.
All right, I'm
going to
end this one. Y'all hang up and call right back in.
All right.
All right. My bad, Omari.